Be joined on Zoom by singer-songwriter Johnny Stott. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning to you. I've been playing your excellent track, which is called Tell Me Something, which is out now. I've been loving that on the show. First off, what made you want to pick up the guitar and start singing?
Right, well, I was about 7 years old, so it's been that long. I can't remember. My brother, actually, I've got an older brother, my brother Paul. He's about 8 years older than me. I think he was sort of about 16 years old when he went to Leeds College of Music, and he sort of tried a little bit with me, a couple of chords, things like that at the start. And then, he told my mum and dad that I were getting it. So luckily, I had a bit of private tuition from then on, But yeah, I just think I'm surrounded by my family who can play and stuff like that and into music. Obviously, that's what gets me going.
And were they all singers as well?
Yeah, my dad was a singer, my two sisters were dancers, really. So, yeah, but we all loved that, we all listened to music. So, yeah, we were fantastic, really.
And whereabouts in the country are you based?
Leeds. So I'm currently living in Wakefield at the moment. So, but yeah, all around Leeds area, so...
I love Wakefield and I love Leeds, and my friend lives up in Utebridge, and I also talk to another couple of artists like Jacob Reddy and Jay Cass, all independent artists. There is a really good music scene in Yorkshire, isn't there?
Yes, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've been down Bradford as well. There's loads of little quaint places there. There's loads in Leeds and Wakefield. There's various different venues, and that's it. And you don't have to go far. If you go into any town centre, just have a little look. And I mean, you can, on Sundays, I find on a Sunday afternoon sometimes, you'll just hear that music and you can always pop in. And Harrogate as well. Harrogate's quite a nice place to go. I used to play in the blues bar there quite often, and it's a fantastic venue.
So did you start off in cover bands and then you went through to doing your own music, or did you start off always doing originals? How did it work?
Yeah, so I've always played in bands, various bands at colleges and stuff, and obviously done a lot of covers and stuff. One of them bands being a blues band, that was quite good, a band called Thieving Lyco. And then I played in a punk band, and so, yeah, so various that. I played salsa, bossa nova, so I played a bit. Various different types of music, in cocktail venues. But yeah, it got to a stage where I was fed up. I was fed up of playing really other people's songs. I just wanted to try and give it a go for myself. So that would sort of have my own style, and that's it. And by playing them various different styles of music, over the years, I thought I'm open to sort of, have a unique one of my own.
Is really good for musicians to play a cross section of music, because when you develop your own music, you can pull in from all the styles that you've played.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And it does come across in I believe, a lot of my songs. And I think, mate, I'm massively into blues, Robert Johnson, stuff like that, like Lightning Hopkins and almost like Howling Wolf. And, and I do play a lot of slide guitar with a few songs that have been coming up recently of my own. I haven't really put any of that in yet, so I don't know if I can sort of squeeze a little bit in here and there, but yeah, I'm definitely open to just try and put a bit more of that style and that influence into some of my music.
What inspires you to write?
Basically, it helps. It helps, in life, everything, from when you're feeling sad, up or down. And just picking up guitar and stuff like that and writing it down on a piece of paper, it sort of just, it just puts you a little bit at ease. And, it's like anything, if you've got quite a number of jobs to do and a job list, sometimes it's easy to take a step back and just write out your list so you know where you're going and what you've got to do and where you've got to achieve. And it's a similar thing with music as well. And then that's the beneficial thing. But then if you are playing and you are doing gigs, and you can inspire people, especially younger people, then that's the beneficial thing as well, which is massive for me.
And how do you start the songwriting process? As you said, are you always jotting down sort of lyrics and ideas, or do you start jamming on the guitar?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely jamming on the guitar first, yeah. So I played guitar for that long. It's more of a natural thing for me to try and come up with some sort of music with playing the guitar. Mm. And I find the lyrics a little bit come later and a little bit harder. But we kind of get there. We get there hopefully eventually.
And then do you record stuff yourself, or do you then go into the studio and then get drummers and bass players and everything?
I've got a manager called John Baldwin. He sort of organises all that, and we go into a studio in Leanwood, And there's a, and if we do want, if I do want a drummer, then yeah, they can always organise it in the studio. And bass players, we've got a drummer called Paolo that, yeah, that we've played with a few times now. He's absolutely fantastic. But I don't tend to use a lot of my friends, believe it or not, that I've used to play with.
Yeah.
So I've started using different musicians now, which is nice. So it's nice, you know, because you've got a combination and there's new artists that you won't necessarily work with coming together and creating something.
How what's it like, life as an independent musician in 2020?
It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard. It's very hard. I mean, job, I was a wind turbine engineer, so I did a mechanical and an electrician as well. Mm. So I was earning, you know, really, it's not too bad money, really, that. And then from not doing any of that to literally doing a gig here and there and then having to find money to pay for studio times and stuff, which I know my manager is doing. Yeah, it's really hard. I wouldn't say it was easy, but I knew this would come in and you've got to start somewhere. So all you can do is keep pushing it and trying to promote yourself. So thank you for having us on today, Michelle. So,
oh, you're welcome. So,
but yeah, I mean, you can find me on like Twitter, Johnny Stott Reel, YouTube, Johnny Stott, you know, on Vivo, and I've got official as well, official and stuff like that. So yeah. But yeah, all these, you know, just radio stuff, try to promote yourself through that. I mean, recently I've just, there's a Spanish rock indie radio chart.
Yeah.
I mean, in Spain, I don't speak Spanish whatsoever, but evidently I'm number one. So and that's through John just plugging in my manager and stuff. But all the little views and stuff like that will help massively.
Well done, John, and well done you, because obviously you wouldn't be there if you didn't have a great track. But yeah, well done to John.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw this little curveball question at you. If you could have written any song written by another artist, what is the song and why? Without giving you any warning there, Johnny, just going to throw that one.
All right. Well, I don't know. It's hard. So, do I only get one?
Well, you can have two if you like, two or three. Go on.
You know what? Howling Wolf. I like Howling Wolf. So, and then I like a Roll and a Tumble. I like a band called Free. So, if people know who Free is, they wrote the most famous song, All Right Now. But there's an absolute song that they do called Ride on a Pony, which is a fantastic track. Because the musicians are absolutely fantastic. Every musician in that band is fantastic, from the singer, the bass player, the drummer, I mean, Paul Kossoff, the guitarist. So, when you've got a combination of fantastic artists, and then, you know, it's just, it's magical. So I recommend if anyone hasn't heard that song, to have a, give that one a listen.
There we go.
And I don't know, maybe someone like Baker Street, just Jerry Raffer, something like that. You know, just because of the saxophone doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, because I obviously sing and play guitar. But I appreciate other you know, the instruments and different musicians what they're playing, and that's a classic.
The new release is called Tell Me Something, which we've been playing on the show and we'll be playing it all this week as well. How did that song come about?
Yeah, so it started, the song is through, it's quite a number of years actually, it's come, I didn't just, you know, like I know I'm supposed to be a songwriter and it comes naturally, but that particular song, it's various number of years. I lost a friend when I was young, and then the start of the song, so the lyrics sort of, you know, go without losing someone, basically. And then later on, we're just a bit more about life in general. So about, you know, wanting an answer, needing an answer, or trying to find an answer, things like that. So it's over a number of years, I'd say over 12 years. So I've always had sort of the music for it, but I never really had the lyrics. So that's how long, really, that song had taken it.
Yeah,
just to get it together. I'm not saying every one of my songs take that long, because I don't, but that particular song, yeah.
Yeah, and also they're fresh to somebody's ears, because even if somebody listens to your music in 10 years' time, if you've never heard a track before, it's fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, it was still fresh to me, because I'd only just sort of put it together, finally.
And is it going to be part of an EP, or is an album coming out? What are you going to do,
well,
EPs
yeah,
or album?
I think it'll be more of an EP. That, and then because I've got various sort of, you know, other songs, and I do like releasing a song say every eight weeks, something like that, because I'm working with Kicker and things like that, people who promote obviously, you know, your stuff, your music, and it's nice to just, you know, every 8 weeks just put one track out, or maybe four a week. I don't want to push it overly, but I might then just pick some, you know, and I will have enough then to just, you know, release an album. So hopefully soon.
Doing live gigs at the moment, or have you got some more planned, or festivals this year?
No, well, festival wise, I will be probably doing a few, but mainly what I've been doing is doing a lot of chatting, sort of like gigs and stuff like that, and getting a feel. Because as daft as it sounds, I've played in various different venues. I've played all my life, loads of gigs, loads of festivals, met loads of artists, but I've never ever really played my own songs. Yeah. So I've just been doing a bit of charity work and then jumping on board with some of our musicians and things like that and other bands, just to sort of get a feel of what people feel about the music, you know. And it's weird, really, because I never had that, really. I can't remember the last time I had that, playing in bands and things like that, testing people for my style of music. But yeah, now it's all changed.
And you go out acoustically as well, not, but you can go out with the band as well.
Yes, I can go out with a band. It's nice when I go out with a band, but I definitely go out acoustically and stuff like that. So, but I ain't got anything lined up just yet, not till summer really. So, but you'd be able to check it out on my socials and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
and yeah. You are across socials, and you've got a website as well, Johnny Stott, Stott. The surname, I've not heard of that surname. Just let me quiz you about it. Where's it from?
Well, I don't know. I think, well, my dad were born and bred in Holbeck, and all his family originate from Halifax. As far back as we've been born, the family tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Stott, but I don't know a few. I've met a few, but yeah, and you'd think that there were some sort of family connection, but no, I couldn't find any. So, but yeah, but Halifax originally.
Yeah, I thought I'd just ask. And I was talking last week on the radio because one of my mates has said she lives at Ooty Bridge, and when I first went up to London many years ago, when I was about up to Yorkshire, when I was about 13, I was surprised about how friendly it is. Is it still really friendly with people saying good morning when you're walking by?
Yeah. Honestly, you can't be up here. I mean, for example, I'm not saying London's bad or whichever, but last time I went down London, and I was asking for directions. I mean, it's like an old thing really now. I mean, I know people use the phone and stuff like that, but like if you're up here and you ask for directions, people will stop. And literally take as much time as you need to, to point you out in the right direction and things like that. It's very, very friendly. Good morning. Anyone will help you.
Yeah.
Anyone will help you out. It's really that. But yeah, prime example. I went down and everyone I asked, no one could have any time for me, which was quite a shock, really. Everyone seemed to be rushing around, which I'm guessing it is. Everyone's got to get to work, so it's fine. But yeah, over here, I've never experienced that over in Yorkshire. So yeah.
And never ask for a bread roll because they've got no idea what you're talking about. It's a bread cake, and that's the end of it. Do you want to? It's been great talking to you. The song I'm going to be playing for the rest of this week. If you want to find out more about Johnny Stott, go and have a look online. You'll find him everywhere. And if you do like the track, go and like the pages. If you like any of the artists that I play on the show, like their pages, do a comment, because the comment means, you know, most people listen and then they don't make any comments. And it's just nice to have a little bit of feedback, and also the likes on your social media as well. So it's great to talk to you, Johnny. Wish you all the best with this. If you're ever down this way, come and play live. So do you want to introduce your fantastic song?
Yeah, sure. My name's Johnny Stott, and I'm just about to listen to Tell Me Something. Thank you.
Have a great one. Thanks, Johnny. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. Bye now.
If I had to tell you something you might need to know, I shouldn't have to tell you. You should already know that the love I have for you comes from my soul. So if you have any doubt at all, you should come and tell me, and I'll take care of it all, 'cause I care. I really do care.